A small town in southern Afghanistan has been captured by the Taliban. 2 weeks later, neither the Afghan government nor the NATO-led coalition has moved to take Musa Qala back. That's because much more is at stake than the town itself. A controversial deal struck last fall by tribal elders that many hoped might help bring an end to the war in Afghanistan also hangs in the balance. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson has the story.
Abdullah Wahidi and Hamdullah Halimi are an example of why it's hard for Afghan officials to resolve the Musa Qala crisis. Both men are educated and thoughtful. Each has a black beard, and both wear the dark green baggy shirts and loose trousers native to Musa Qala. But Wahidi and Halimi, who fled to Kabul following the Taliban takeover of their town February 1st, have very different views on what should happen next. Wahidi, a 28-year-old doctor, says he would oppose any NATO attempts to take back the town from the Taliban.
All of the people have lost their confidence. And when they see NATO blindly dropping bombs like that, it's really disappointing.
Halimi, an 18-year-old college student, disagrees.
My suggestion to the government is that they should strengthen their military position in Musa Qala so that Taliban cannot come back.
More than 5 years have passed since the U.S.-led forces ousted the Taliban. Yet since then, bloodshed has only increased as NATO and Afghan troops fight insurgents. Reconstruction is slow. Corruption, on the other hand, is rampant. And the economy is lagging. Add to that the growing desire here for a more conservative Islamic society, and it is little wonder why the Taliban have developed a foothold in towns like Musa Qala. Fighting there had been especially fierce since last spring, when it became a magnet for Taliban attacks on newly arrived British troops. But a deal that war-weary elders of Musa Qala proposed last fall seemed to offer a way out of the Afghan government's conundrum. It was simple enough. NATO, Afghan troops, and the Taliban had to agree to stay 3 miles outside of town, and the elders, in turn, would run Musa Qala in peace. If successful, the deal could be duplicated elsewhere. Interior Ministry spokesman Zemarai Bashiri.
The government welcomed that proposal because we do respect the elders of Afghanistan and we appreciate their ideas and opinions. These are the people who can play a key role in the security.
British General David Richards, until recently head of the NATO-led coalition here, agreed.
It is a reflection of that we can drive a wedge between people living in these rural communities and the Taliban that just want to go about their narcotics growing and terrorism.
But Jean McKenzie of the Institute for War and Peace Reporting says many Afghans had a far different take on the deal.
The Afghan population was seeing this as an abandonment or a betrayal by NATO, that NATO asks them to stand up to the Taliban, and then when things get rough, NATO withdraws and leaves them to face the Taliban on their own.
That's the way the Taliban saw it, too. Refugee Abdullah Wahidi says that even before the Taliban replaced the green, black, and red Afghan flag flying over town hall with their white one, they were running things.
They had a big role in helping the elders to create law and order and Sharia law in the Musa Qala district.
His townmate, Hamdullah Halimi, says he's not surprised that the Taliban formalized their hold. And so far, nothing is making them leave. Not the bombing death of a Taliban leader near Musa Qala, nor NATO leaflets dropped by plane ordering them out of town. The Interior Ministry's Bashiri.
We do have the decision to reoccupy the district. But when this decision would be implemented, this is something that I'm not sure about the date and the time.
Halimi says at this point he can't imagine anything will restore peace and allow him to go home, even if the Afghan government takes back Musa Qala as planned. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.